Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'm going to be coming at you with cutting-edge tips and tricks to maximize your income as a fitness professional. In this week's podcast, I'll be dishing out personal trainer interviews, business advice, and new techniques straight from the 2008 National Strength and Conditioning Association Personal Trainers Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Whether you're a personal trainer, gym owner, or nutritional consultant, I'm going to teach you how to command your salary to be exactly what you want it to be. So let's get started with this week's podcast from TrainForTopDollar.com. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield, and I am here on the phone with Brad Cooper, who's the CEO of U.S. Corporate Wellness. And Brad right now actually happens to be driving back from Arkansas to home from a family vacation. And where are you driving to from Arkansas, Brad?
Back to Colorado. We're just about there.
Nice, nice. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about U.S. Corporate Wellness, because one of the topics we're covering this week on Train for Top Dollar is corporate wellness programs.
Very good. Well, in terms of specifics, our whole niche is the personalized aspect. And you and I have talked about this a little bit, Ben, in the past, that the generic programs, the one-size-fits-all programs, you're wasting your time. Oh, and they get people excited for a month. They think it's kind of cool to jump up and record stuff. But if it's not individualized, it's not personalized for each individual participant, you're spitting into the wind. So that's our whole niche. We are the most personalized wellness program available in the entire industry.
And how exactly does U.S. Corporate Wellness work? I mean, why is it more personalized than, say, the corporation down the street who's got HR running a generalized fitness program?
Yeah, that's a great question. You've got a lot of companies, actually, that are trying to check off the wellness box, if you will, by having somebody internally run some Biggest Loser programs or just team programs. And again, those are fine and dandy. They're nice ways to get started, but momentum is always cut off by the fact that other priorities take place. So those programs get a nice jump start in January, February. Everybody's excited about it. CEO supports it, but there's no budget. So the person in HR, for example, using your example there, is focusing on when they have time. And that time suddenly goes away when there's some layoffs to deal with, or that time suddenly goes away when they have to go through open enrollment. So it basically ebbs and flows based on their time availability. And that, as we all know, that changes all the time. And then you've got somebody, it's just like if you had, you have somebody doing something that is not their core competency. You know, they're a very nice person, they may be a very fit person, but they have no idea what's involved in coaching. And they're not trained in it. They don't know how to address. They can encourage their friends to do the things that they're doing, but that's just the be like me syndrome all over again. So huge, immense difference. The internal way is a nice kind of fun way to get things rolling the first month or two, but after that it tends to drop off almost 100% of the time, and the long-term benefits that you get are minimal to nothing outside of raising the jump start into something bigger.
Right. So where does U.S. Corporate Wellness come in?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to come in and do everything for that company. We're going to do the launching. You know, if they go to uscorporatewellness.com and contact us through that and then start a program with us, they're done. They don't have to worry about the ebbs and flow of their time. That HR person is finished. They can be involved as much as they want, but we've estimated it takes about 1 hour a month of that person's time, and it's probably less than that. So we're going to come in, we're going to launch the program, we're going to get their folks excited, we're going to compose the launching materials, do conference calls, put on live meetings, whatever we need to do to get folks excited. Get them involved, set them up with their own coach, somebody that fits their goals, their personality, their initiatives, the things that they want to pursue, and then we don't come in as the health police. We don't come in and say, boy, your cholesterol levels are this, your body fat, your BMI is this, you're not eating well, here's what you should do. We come in and approach it saying, we use a technique called motivational interviewing, and you use that in order to get the person engaged. You get them you get them deciding what they want to do. So it's not the coach saying this is what you should do. They've heard that. They heard it from their mother. They heard it from their boss. They hear it from their spouse. They read it on the internet every single day. They know what they should do. Wellness, the lack of wellness in this country is not a lack of information. It's very simply a lack of application. And you get application when people are on board because they decided what to do, not when you have somebody telling them what to do.
Right. You mentioned individualized approach. Like, how individualized is your approach?
Well, in that case, after the launch, each one of those employees has their very own coach. They don't call a call center. They don't get Joe 1 month and Sally the next month and Steve the third month. They have their own coach, and they always have that coach. They're not reviewing their case with them each time. They're not telling their story who they are. None of that stuff. Their coach knows them. They're checking in on them. They know what's going on. They're excited about it. They're going down that path with them. It's a very exciting. Usually what happens is if the company has some kind of incentive to get the person started and they try out those first couple of coaching sessions, people are into it because they realize this is their program. This is something they designed. The coach is on their side, helping them out, giving them resources, all those kinds of things. It's not, oh, great, I've got somebody else telling me what I have to do.
Right. And I mean,
and then you've got all the resources then beyond that they can choose from. They have their own customized wellness journal, so they can pull up and record the things that they want to record, not the stuff that their boss wants to record or not the stuff that their friend down the hall is recording. It's most appropriate for them, what they're trying to pursue, not just the program of the month or something. So you've got all those. You've got the wellness platform in terms of all the lunch and learns and the PBS they can pull up. We've got a thing called a wellness water cooler, which is a lot of fun. People can discuss whatever topics are on their mind through that, and the coaches are actually participating in that.
And so all this stuff is available to an employee right on their computer, right there in front of them.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. They can pull it up from home. They can pull it from work. Companies that may have a group of employees that don't have regular access to a computer can simply set up a kiosk or a single computer somewhere on site that they can access these things. So it's really convenient regardless of this type of company. We've got all sizes, we've got all types, we've got all industries that we're working with, and it really works in every single one of those. And the reason it works is we customize it to that organization. We don't come in and say, oh, here's our program. We come in and say, what is it you're trying to achieve? Where do you want to accomplish that? How do you want to take those steps? And what are your expectations a year, 2 years, and 3 years down the road?
Right. Now, in my book and on my website, Train for Top Dollar, I mentioned the fact that corporate wellness is something that's more in the forefront of the minds of employers just because of the cost of health insurance premiums, the increase in worker productivity. But, I mean, in your opinion, how much bigger is corporate wellness in terms of its importance compared to, say, 10 years ago?
Oh, it's immense. It's actually, in a lot of ways, some people are calling this wellness 3.0, and it's finally locked in. You had wellness companies coming out in the 80s, making bold promises, didn't turn out. You had them coming back in the 90s, and now this is really 3.0. And the biggest difference that we see in terms of our approach compared to what the approach was back in the 80s and early 90s is several things. You don't have the capital expenditure involved. We don't come in and say, spend $120,000 building a gym on site, staffing it, keeping the FTEs involved with that. It's much more personalized. It's not so programmatic. We just were interviewed for a roundtable discussion in HR Management Magazine this month, and one of the things that I really tried to hammer home was the one-size-fits-one. That's U.S. Corporate Wellness's entire focus is one-size-fits-one, not these program of the month type things. And that's what the old wellness was all about, tended to be programs of the month. So those are two big things. And the third thing is we're able to document the data on the return on investment is immense compared to what it was 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. And so we're able to provide the employer with the data they need to make good decisions, to see where people are participating, whether or not, to see who's qualifying for incentives with very little or practically no effort on the site. On the part of the employer themselves. So they get the data, very little time invested, and that's how they get their folks engaged a lot more.
Right. So In your opinion, you know, say I'm an individual personal trainer, or I have a small personal training studio, a small business. I'm listening to this show, and I want to be able to offer something to the corporations in my community from a corporate wellness standpoint. What would be your piece of advice for that person as a personal trainer?
Yeah, we've had a lot of folks in that realm approach us on two fronts. One is you would not believe how many people want to be coaches of ours. So one route would be actually taking that as a additional side business or a marginal addition to what you're doing as a personal trainer. It depends on the company you talk to, what your background is beyond the personal training, those kinds of things, but there may be some alternatives there. The other thing that you look at is, as a personal trainer, you have great relationships, you have great connections, you've built those bonds, you got people's trust, but your focus is in a very small niche. It's in the group of people that really want to focus on fitness, per se. And so if you partner yourself with a company, and we have people doing this, like with us, partner yourself with a company like U.S. Corporate Wellness or somebody else out there, make some calls, send some emails, see who's up for doing this, and then you're able to have a lot more in your back pocket. So instead of just coming in and saying, I can do personal training, you come in and say, I'll do your on-site personal training. And in addition to that, I've got a relationship with this U.S. Corporate Wellness that can come in and provide a full-fledged wellness program. So I'm doing your on-site. You get huge benefits from that as a company, obviously. And as a personal trainer, you get enhanced benefits because our coaches are whispering in the ears of those employees every single month, every single quarter, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, you may have, let's just take something now. Let's say you've got a company that has 500 employees. They've got an on-site gym, or at least enough equipment to make it worth you being there on-site. And you've got 10 people that are taking advantage of your services. That's probably pretty accurate, too, pretty standard. With us in there, working alongside you, aware of what your capabilities are, what you have available, what your specialty area is, we educate our coaches in those things. You're the relationship of that company. So not only can we make some arrangements in terms of referral-type payments, but you also benefit by having those 10 people turn into 20, 25, 30, 40. So your business is going up at the same time that you're enhancing the whole value for the company. So it benefits you on so many angles.
Right, and that would be the power of leverage.
Leverage is huge there. It's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Well, Brad, if people want to get a hold of you, obviously they can go to this website, uscorporatewellness.com. Is your contact information on there?
It is. They can get to me through that site. We've got an 800 number. It's 800-910-9425. Or you can shoot me an email to results@uscorporatewellness.com.
That's results@uscorporatewellness.com?
You got it.
Fantastic. Hey, Brad, thanks for your time. Sounds like you guys have an awesome thing going.
Thanks, man. It's good to talk to you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
So that's today's content from trainfortopdollar.com. If you get a chance, do two things. First, go to the iTunes podcast page, rank us in the iTunes directory, leave a comment. We'd love to hear your thoughts. The other thing that you can do is actually go to the blog at trainfortopdollar.com, click on blog, leave a comment on any of the blog postings, or even better yet, check out the brand new forum on the upper right-hand side of the page. You can go to that forum and engage in discussions on online training, face-to-face training. That's brand new for August 2008. So check that out. And if you haven't gotten your hands on the book yet, I'm telling you, it is about 150 pages of content that tells you exactly how to increase your income as a fitness professional. You can check that out at trainfortopdollar.com. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield, signing out.